The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for girls' high school basketball, Norwayne versus West Holmes. And now here is Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Phoenix, and good Monday evening, everybody. We are here at the Dungeon at West Holmes High School getting ready to bring you this matchup as the Lady Knights, they come out with a record of 9-10 on the year. They'll play host to the Norwayne Lady Bobcats out of the Wayne County Athletic League. They come in with a record of 15-3 on the year. Stay tuned. You'll hear from head coach Lindsey Bell and more on the pregame show that's coming your way next here on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for Holmes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And I'm joined now by head coach of the West Holmes Lady Knights. This is Lindsey Beld. And Lindsey, coming in tonight here against Norwayne, your team riding a three-game winning streak, playing some of your better basketball here late in the season. Give me an analysis of your basketball team right now and how you are.
I mean, we're playing well, I think, for the most part. You know, we're just looking for that consistency night in and night out. And we want our kids to be confident shooting the basketball. And so, obviously, it's easy to make shots when things are going well. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out, well, how do we make shots and do the right little plays when things aren't going well?
And your confidence right now is a big part of it. You're scoring more here as of late, and I think confidence has a lot to do with that. Players are starting to step up, finding their rhythm, and you're hitting their strides at the right time of the year right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously your goal is to be able to be playing your best basketball right now and with the tournament draw just happening. So, you know, that's we got to keep this week, continue to get better every day and grow in, within ourselves. And, you know, obviously with having three games, it's a good opportunity and it's a lot of opportunity to get better.
Absolutely. And talking about the tournament draw, you got the three seed in the tournament draw, coming out in a really good position. And so talk about this year, it's a little bit different. We talked Saturday about the RPI ratings from Max Prep and how that affects the room this year. So it's a little different when you go in for that draw, how you're going to be seated and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, the RPI definitely helped us this year in the fact that with our opponent's winning percentage and our opponent's winning percentage. And, you know, you look at the other teams with eight or nine wins and they're not at the three seed. And so that's definitely helped us. But, you know, the bottom line is to win a district title, you got to play somebody good and you got to beat a good team. And so, you know, regardless of where you end up, whether it's the first seed or the 10th seed, to be able to win, you know, win that district title, you got to play well and you got to make shots. And so, I guess that's kind of the philosophy is it's important that draw, but at the same time, it's not make or break because you still got to win games.
Yeah, when you talk about that, Norwayne, this is a reschedule from an earlier canceled game. And, you know, if this game would have been on your schedule in those ratings, it would have probably helped you. Because Norwayne, they're a really good basketball team. This is a team that's going to get you ready for a tournament. I mean, this is a good tournament team in their own right. They have aspirations of making a deep run. So a game like this has to be a good tune-up for you tonight, Lindsay.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's good for both of us. Like you said, they're playing well. They've been playing well all season. And, you know, we're playing well right now. So hopefully we can, you know, it's a positive for both of us going forward and prepare us for that, you know, that night in and night out of we got to get ready for a new team and what's the new scouting report look like and all of those things.
Yeah, so what are you looking forward to your team tonight against Norway here, Lindsay?
Like we've been talking about, playing with confidence, you know, and just being consistent and doing the little things that we know how to do well when things are going well and when things aren't going well.
Absolutely. Lindsay, good luck tonight. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's the voice of head coach Lindsay Belden of the West Holmes Lady Knights. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesburg. Listed for sale by Coppin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at CoffinRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at kimehome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When the power goes out, your life...
And welcome back here to the Dungeon as we are getting ready here for this varsity matchup between Norwayne and West Holmes here tonight. In the JV contest here earlier, it would be Norwayne defeating West Holmes in a hard-fought battle by a score of 39-34. Taking a look around the area here at our area teams and records on the year, they look like this. Highland comes in at 16-3 on the year, while Loudonville checks in at 13-7. Central Christian is 10-7 on the year, while Wayndale is at 10-10. Triway 9-11. West Holmes winning nights, they come in at 9-10. Gearway 1-19, and Danville winless on the year at 0-18. Take a run through the Ohio Cardinal Conference. Ashland will win the conference this year with a record of 10-1. That's their first OCC title in the history of girls basketball at Ashland. Congratulations to the Ashland Lady Arrows. New Philly would finish second at 8-3. Lexington is 6-4. West Holmes at 7-5. Madison 6-6. Worcester 1-10, along with Mansfield Senior at 1-10. Dropping down into the IVC, take a look at the South Division. The big school Highland clinched their 30th consecutive IVC title this year as they would run the table going 11-0 in the conference. Tuskegee Valley would come in at 9-2, Ridgewood at 7-4, Indian Valley at 4-7, Sandy Valley 5-6, Claymont 2-8, and Gearway at 0-11. And in the North Division, it would be Strasburg as they clinched their fourth straight IVC North title. They would duel that in great fashion, going 11-0 in the conference. While NCT was 5-3, Malvern was 7-4, Buckeye Trail 6-5, Tuscarora Central Catholic was 4-7 on the year, East Canton was 3-8, and Conotton Valley was 1-10. We will step aside. When we come back, we'll take a look at both of these teams, their records on the year, and more on the pregame show that's coming your way next on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
West Holmes and Norwayne get ready to square off here at the Dungeon here tonight. Norwayne comes in here out of the Wayne County Athletic League out of Division 5. They have a record of 15-3 on the year, and here's how they got there. They would defeat Lexington 63-42. Dalton, they would drop to them 55-53 in a close one. They would defeat Hillsdale 54-16, drop the next one to Wayndale 47-45. Then they would win their next four in a row as they would defeat Triway 56-29, Northwestern 65-15, Garfield Community Learning Center 56-38, then Chippewa 66-56. They would drop their next one to Smithville 53-44, and they have not lost since then as they would defeat Ripon by a score of 71-4. That's not a misprint. 71-4, they defeated Ripon. Loudonville 52-41. Hillsdale 54-2. Wayndale 55-44. Mapleton 55-13. Northwestern 70-17. Bucknell 63-15. Chippewa 60-55. And again, Smithville 55-44. This game tonight is a makeup game that was canceled early in the year, so this is a reschedule. For West Holmes, they come in with a record of 8-10 on the year, playing out of the OCC, out of Division 4, and they look like this on the year. They dropped their opener to Dover 43-31. They would defeat John Glenn 52-38, drop their next one to Harvest Prep 52-40, and then they would win three in a row, defeating Madison 57-43, Wayndale 40-35, and then Lexington 38-34. They would drop to Ashland 45-24, New Philadelphia 50-44, and then they would defeat Worcester 56-46, drop their next one to Highland 43-24. They would defeat Senior 53-26, and then they would drop four in a row there as they would lose to Mansfield, Madison 42-41, Clear Fork 45-31, Lexington 51-44, Ashland 57-35, and Strasburg 60-29. But they would come back and get a victory against New Philly 46-36, Worcester 65-43, and they would defeat Mansfield Senior this past Saturday at Mansfield. We'll step aside, come back. Scott Miller will join us here, and we'll get ready to tip it off from the Dungeon after this on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. dine in, or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And we are back here inside the dungeon getting close to tip-off time. I'm Troy Fritz. I'll have the broadcast tonight. I'll be joined by Scott Meller. Scott, Westholm's coming in here tonight. Tournament draws are set. They've got the three seed. The OCC has been settled. Not much left to prove except you get a really good Norwegian team coming in here tonight. Westholm's wants to prove themselves against them.
Yeah, and, you know, for Westholm's not having that game a little earlier because of the weather-related cancellation, you know, I think it may have put them in an even a little bit better position. You know, they were kind of in the midst of that run of not-so-good contests, and I think this will, you know, hopefully get Westholm's in a, you know, the right mindset, the right frame of mind, because certainly Norwegian is coming in here with the tournaments in their mind, and Westholm's, you know, again, they're going to be playing Cambridge here in a week or so, and this would be the perfect opportunity for Westholm's to test themselves against a tournament type of team in a tournament type of environment.
Well, it is, and it's a good environment here, as you can hear in the background, the Westholm's pep band on hand here tonight, doing a great job. As always, Scott, they like bringing a nice level of energy into the dungeon.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, and apparently they had some, you know, they were supposed to play last week, and they had a cancellation. They had several of their kids that were away or illness, so, you know, it's the first time we've had a chance to see the pep band in a little while.
Absolutely, and they do a great job here, as always, under the direction of Mr. Steve Butcher. And with that, that's our cue here. As we have, as always, this year, we will bring you our national anthem here live on the air, and we'll throw it down courtside here for the playing of our national anthem under the direction of Mr. Steve Butcher by the Westholm's High School Pep Band. And that national anthem was brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Administration Services in Millersburg, performed again by the Westholm's High School Pep Band in the direction of Mr. Steve Butcher. And with that new, you know what that means. It's time for our starting lineup. Some news are being brought to you tonight by the Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for your starting lineups, here's Scott Meller.
Thanks a lot, Troy. For the Norwegian Bobcats, coached by head coach Jake Shoup, coming in with a record of 15-3 overall. The starters are number 3, a 5'7 senior guard, Kendra Berger. Number 12, a 5'11 junior forward, Ava Maybach. Number 21, a 5'9 junior guard. She scores 11 points per game. That is Ali DiMassimo. Number 24 for the Bobcats, a 5'11 senior forward, that's Grace Wolf. And number 33, a 6'1 freshman or ninth grader, a post center player, that is Hannah Freilich. And once again, the Bobcats coached by head coach Jake Shoup. For the home team on the scoreboard and here at the Dungeon tonight, the 9-10 West Holmes Lady Knights, coached by 7-year coach Lindsey Belden, starting for the Knights this evening. Number 3, a 5'6 junior guard, that's Briar Klein. Also starting, a 5'2 senior guard, number 20, Jewel Brown. Number 21, a 5'10 senior post center player, that's Aviana Yoder. A 5'10 senior forward, number 31, Greta Rollins. And starting this evening, a 5'7 sophomore guard, number 13, Kara McMillan.
And West Holmes, of course, coached by 7-year head coach Lindsey Belden. Those starting linemen brought to you by the Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and they'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 for your insurance deductible. So give Brooks a call today at 330-674-1483. We'll take a quick run around the area here and take a look at other games going on in girls action tonight. Of course, Norway here at West Holmes. Highland is at Claymont tonight. Patriot Prep Academy travels to Danville. Central Christian will play host to Alliance. Shelby hosts Lexington. Indian Valley will host Meadowbrook, while Ridgewood goes to Coshocton. East Canton will visit David Anderson. And Strasburg travels to Carrollton tonight in girls basketball action. Norwayne comes in here tonight wearing their traveling red uniforms. They'll have gray and white checkers down the side. West Holmes, of course, in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and blue trim down the side. We want to remind you, you can catch this game tonight. If you're catching us on the airwaves, you can also get it on YouTube, thanks to our good friends at Claxon Communication. Abby Jones and Natalie Holbrook here on hand tonight, taking care of business. Phoenix Price back in the studio at WKLM Sports Central. You can catch us there on 95.3 as well as on the internet on the live stream. And we are about to get underway here as West Holmes takes the floor for Norway. And they're going to send the 6'1 freshman, Hannah Freilich, to the center circle to jump for them. And for West Holmes, it'll be the 5'10 senior, Greta Rollins. The official comes to the center circle. He has the basketball. That means we're about ready to go. There's the whistle. There's the toss. Tips up, and Wayndale's going to get control of it. Grace Wolf will grab that for Norwayne, and they'll give this up to Allie DeMassimo in the backcourt, and here we go. She'll bounce pass on the left wing. This will be Kendra Berger. Berger up top. It'll go now Mayball. Mayball surveys the defense, goes right side to the foul line. She'll go all the way to hole on the right side. Her shot up, no good. And we're going to get a foul right away. They got Hannah Freilich over the back. So that's her first team foul, number one on Norwayne. And here goes West Holmes with their first possession of the ball game. Bounce pass, high post right. This will be McMillan. Now top the circle. This will go to Rollins. Now left wing. This will be Jewel Brown. Brown top of the key. Yoder, nice inlet pass to Rollins on the left block. Up and in.
Yeah, it was a good look.
Found her wide open the block. Good job by Rollins making herself available. Yoder hit her. West Holmes up 2-0. Norwayne basketball front court, and this will be Mayball with it. She'll set the offense top of the key. West Holmes up 2-0. Minute gone here in the opening period. There's a bounce pass in the right post. Shot up there by DeMassino is no good. Rebound come down to Yoder for West Holmes. And now Jewel Brown front court. She'll go left side. McMillan. Foul line. McMillan all the way in the paint. The right side. Her shot up off the glass and in. Nice move. Quick start by West Holmes has them up 4-0. And here comes Norwayne. Mayball front court. Picks up her dribble top the key. There's a deep three by DeMassimo on the right wing. Her shot no good. A rebound comes down to Briar Klein for the Knights. Aviana Itter saved that one inbounds. Keep it alive. Quickly up ahead. Greta Rollins on the left block. Her shot blocked. And that's going to be picked up out there on the wing by number 3, Berger. Up ahead, front court. This is Freilich. DeMassino on the left wing. She'll give it up top to Mayball, and Ava Mayball reset the offense. She'll work right side around the perimeter. Picks up a dribble on the right wing. Throws it back across left to DeMassino. She'll fire a three from the left wing. Shot no good. Aviana Yoder on the box out. She's got the board. And she'll keep it herself. Left hand across the timeline, foul line, bounce pass, left block to Rollins, shot no good. Off the glass, rebound comes down to Frelick. Quickly up ahead it goes front court. Here's Berger. Works right side, and we've got contact. Berger hits the floor, and we're going to get a foul called on West Holmes, and I think that got Jewel Brown.
Yeah, it'll be Jewel Brown's first and West Holmes first.
So that will send the ball baseline out of bounds for Norwayne. They'll have it to the right side of their bucket.
West Holmes doing a nice job keeping Norwayne from out on the perimeter.
They have this 4-0 lead here, playing good defense and off to a quick start offensively.
I'm sure Coach Belden is really happy about that.
Absolutely. DeMassino inbounds on the baseline, gives it to Mayball. Now she'll get it back in the right corner. Fire three. No good. Kara McMillan with the rebound for the Knights. McMillan will give it to Briar Klein in the backcourt, and she'll bring it up. Now across the timeline on the right side. Defense being applied by DeMassino. Klein picks up her dribble, top the key, swings it left side, McMillan. McMillan works right off the high screen by Rollins. Yoder's going to find Rollins on the left block. She lost it out of bounds, turnover Knights. Well, they've got something working there. Rollins has been open on that left block about three consecutive series.
Yeah, she's doing a really nice job moving without the ball, and I'm not sure that Norwayne is picking it up quite yet.
They haven't found her yet. We should talk quietly so they don't. Norwayne basketball. Here we go. This is Mayball. She'll work it across the timeline, guarded by McMillan. Swung on the right side, Berger. Inside to the high post, this is DeMassino. Back out on the right wing, Grace Wolf now with the basketball. Berger now up top, Mayball. Under five to go, first period play. West Holmes up 4-0. DeMassino on the right wing. She's going to find Wolf cutting on the right side. Her shot up off the glass, no good. And big box out there, rebound by Rollins for the Knights. Brown up ahead, has it knocked out of her hands, loose on the floor, still loose. That's going to be picked up by Norwayne. Quickly into the front court, here comes Berger. She'll throw it on the right side, Mayball. 10-footer from the right side, up and in. Norwayne's on the board. Points off the West Holmes turnover. Now Knights with the basketball front court. This will be Jewel Brown. She'll go down in the right corner. And just got out of the double team. She's going to find Yoder on the right blocker. Shot up, no good, but she's fouled. West Holmes doing a good job pushing the ball inside here early on.
Yeah, and they're being very aggressive on attacking that basket.
Aviana Yoder now will go to the free throw line for West Holmes. A 5'10 senior. Averaging right at 11 points a contest. Coming off a career-high 22-point effort against Mansfield Senior. She knocks down the first free throw for her first points of the evening. 5-2 lead West Holmes. 4:20 to go in the first. Be sure to stay tuned for the high school scoreboard of following the game's contest. Phoenix Price will have all the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. That's brought to you by Rhodey's IGA. Free throw attempt was missed. There's a deep three from the right wing put up there by number 12, Mayball. Shot was no good. Offensive board comes down to DeMassino. Shot from the right block by Wolf. No good. Rebound Yoder for the Knights. Now here comes Briar Klein. Klein, foul line extended right in the front court. Now Jewel Brown. Brown works to the right side. Picks up her dribble on the right. Up top, McMillan. Swings it left corner. Now this will be Rollins. McMillan. Far corner. Now bounce pass down the right corner. It goes to Jewel Brown, and she walked. Got her between dribbles. She traveled. Turnover on West Holmes. That's number three. Ball goes back over to the Lady Bobcats. DeMassino inbounds into the backcourt to Mayball, and here we go. She'll give it back to DeMassino across the timeline. Working to the right side. She'll pass it right wing to Berger. Berger back up top. DeMassino. Now Mayball. Mayball surveys the defense by West Holmes. Swings it left wing. This will be Frelick. Now back up top to Mayball. Down in the left corner. Inlet pass right block to Frelick. There's a good move up and in. Hannah Frelick, a 6'1 freshman. Folks, she moves like a guard. She's a good one. Brown gets the ball to the high post to Aviana Yoder for West Holmes. Tried to get to Briar Klein, cutting baseline right. It's going to be taken away. Another turnover on the Knights, and here comes DeMassino. She'll give it up on the baseline. Mayball misses the 12-footer from the left side. Shot's no good. Aviana Yoder grabbed the rebound. She was tied up, but the arrow stays with West Holmes. They'll keep the ball. Maddie Fair and Mari Patterson check in for the Knights. Out goes Brown and Rollins. Well, this will give Norwayne a chance to set up a little full-court pressure. As they'll get it into McMillan. Now Aviana Yoder back to Maddie Fair. Now this will be Briar Klein, front court, left side, hesitation dribble. She'll go to the hole on the left side. Went right up against Frelick. Her shot was blocked. Rebound came down to Mayball. Front court quickly with the basketball is Dee Messina. Her shot no good. And it was knocked around out of bounds. It'll stay here with Norway, and they'll get the team rebound. Fast-paced game here. Norway likes to play tempo. You can see if they want to run, they'll do it. Frelick will inbound baseline left. She'll get it inbound to Dee Messina, left corner. Up top, left wing, now Mayball. She'll go left side, drive up to the basket, up and in. Nice drive with the left hand. And with that, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. So 2:27 to go here in the first. Timeout, back after this on WKOM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of Ready Mix Concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And we are back here at West Holmes. Coming out of the timeout will be Knights basketball. And this will be inbounded to Briar Klein. Klein crosses the timeline. Defense being applied by Dee Messina. Now up top it'll go. This will be McMillan. Bounce pass, try to get it inside to Aviana Utter. It's taken away. Norway starting to defend that post. Now Berger, front court for the Lady Bobcats. She'll give it up to Mayball. Work around the left side. Frelick will take a 15-footer from the left side. Missed everything. Lily Brown in the ballgame. She gets the rebound now for the Knights. Up ahead in the front court. This will be Maddie Fair for West Holmes. Aviana Yoder will step back and take a three top of the key and buries it. She continues her hot shooting. West Holmes back in the lead 8-6.
That's a nice feature to her game these last few.
Absolutely. There's a turnover there by West Holmes. They took it away as Norwayne tried to get it into the low post. And here comes Briar Klein for the Knights. Knights with a two-point lead. She'll stop and pop top of the key. Nice shot. You can see that when she let it go. Three-pointer for Klein. And West Holmes up 11-6. Mayball, front court now for Norwayne. Gives it up to Dee Messina. She'll work on the right side defense by Briar Klein. High post, Mayball. Bounce pass in the right corner. This is Berger. She'll step in from 15, take the shot, missed everything, but offensive board to Frelick. Her put back, no good, but she's fouled. Opportunistic rebound there for Frelick as a long rebound fell right into her hand. She put it back up and was fouled. Aviana Yoder on the foul, beat her first. Team foul number two on the Knights. Frelick sends that one on the way, got it. At the conclusion of tonight's game, we'll be announcing our Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Frelick will have one more free throw. Eyes it, shoots it, got it. She has four, leads three for West Holmes, 11-8. Now Jewel Brown, front court for West Holmes. She'll give it up on the right side. This will be Maddie Fair. Fair down the corner. Had it taken away as that was stolen by Mayball. Mayball, left-hand front court. Euro step into the paint. Had it stripped, taken away, and West Holmes gives it right back as Dee Messina takes it away, and she scores. And now here comes West Holmes. This will be Briar Klein, front court. And she double-teamed up top, turned it over. Now here comes Courtney Klein for the Bobcats. She'll front court, left-hand layup, no good, and it got knocked out of bounds. It'll be West Holmes basketball. Give them a team rebound. 31 seconds to go. West Holmes up 11-10, period number one. And Klein will inbound in the backcourt to Brown. Brown picks up her dribble in the backcourt, now throws it across to Klein. Klein tried to throw it down into Lily Brown, the low block, and that's going to be taken away. Now here comes Norway with the basketball. McKenna Hayden comes a bounce pass on the right block up the Mayball reverse layup up and in. Count it. Or are they going to say that was on the floor? Did that basket not count? There you go. They signaled two free throws, but the bucket went in. The basket is good. She'll have one. And for West Holm, that's going to get Kara McMillan back up into the ballgame. Out will go number 24, Maddie Fair. For Norwayne, DeMassimo checks out. And that free throw attempt up and in by Mayball is good. 13-11 lead now for Norwayne. As West Holmes has the ball in the front court. 8 seconds. This will be Jewel Brown, right corner. Throws it up top. McMillan, 4 seconds on the left wing. Takes off to the hole on the left side. Spins around. Shot up with the right hand. No good at the buzzer. And that's where the first period is going to end. So after one in the books, Norwayne leads West Holmes 13-11. Back after this on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
West Holmes up 13-11 here. We get ready to start period number two. First quarter saw two ties, three lead changes in there. Back and forth we went. Both teams coming out here at a fast pace to start the first period. In this non-conference matchup, it's time to get tuned up for tournaments for both of these teams. The ball will belong to the Lady Bobcats here to start period number two. First quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller had West Holmes going 2 of 2 from downtown for 100%, while Norwayne was 0 of 4. Field goals was Norwayne 6 of 13 from the floor for 46%. West Holmes 2 of 6 for 33%. West Holmes 1 of 2 at the free throw line, while Norwayne was 3 of 3. West Holmes grabbed 9 rebounds, Norwayne 8. 9 turnovers for the Knights in that first period, 3 for the Bobcats. Bobcat basketball. This will be Berger to start out. She'll fire a three from the deep right corner. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Frelich. Her put back no good, and that came down to Aviana Yoder. So Knights basketball, and this will be Briar Klein now for the Lady Knights in the front court. She'll pass it over on the left wing to Brown. Now McMillan. Foul line extended left. Back up top, Jewel Brown. She'll hand it to Greta Rollins. Stutter step there, almost walk. Going to be taken away by Frelich, and then Rollins commits the frustration foul. Greta Rollins picks up her first team foul, number one on the Knights here in period number two. So ball goes back over to the Lady Bobcats, and this will be Mayball. She'll go front court. Courtney Klein now on the left side. Left corner, this will be McKenna Hayden. Up top, now Klein. Klein works her right side, picks up her dribble. Still looking. Now she's going to find Berger cutting to the right side. Maybe taken away there by Jewel Brown. So a turnover on Norway, and ball goes over to the Knights. Up ahead to Kara McMillan. She lost it off of her hands, and the Knights will give it right back. Turnover number 11 on West Holmes.
Yeah, that's really what has been the difference, is the turnovers by West Holmes, although some of it is exacerbated by the play of Norway. They're doing a nice job making sure West Holmes is having to work really hard to get the ball up the court.
Yeah, they extend their defense very, very well. Norwayne basketball now. This will be Mayball. She'll go left side around the defense. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Jewel Brown for the Knights. And there's good quick hands there by Mayball. She tried to steal it. Mayball, 5'11 junior. Averages 14.5 a game for the Lady Bobcats. So yeah. West Holmes basketball. This will be Brown in the backcourt. She'll walk it across the timeline for West Holmes. Now right side. Bounce pass in the right corner to Rollins. Tried to find Yoder on the right block. Taken away. Turnover by West Holmes. Quickly up ahead. DeMassimo. She'll throw it on the right block. And she traveled. Drug that rear foot.
Be the fifth turnover for Norwayne.
That ball went clear to the locker room. Joel Brown had to go get it. Now we're ready.
Yeah, both of these teams are you know, fire-branded through their conference play. Norwayne out of the Wayne County Athletic League and West Holmes out of the OCC.
And there's a steal in the backcourt there by Mayball. Her layup from the left side is up and in. So lead now 15-11 for the Lady Bobcats. Ball front court. This will be Jewel Brown on the right side. Now Briar Klein, left side. Kara McMillan, she'll fire a deep three. No good. Offensive board comes down to Rollins. Her put back, no good. Gets her own offensive board back up, and she's fouled. They'll give her two boards, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and get two that way. The Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. They're located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Rollins gets that first free throw attempt to drop. Gives her 3 points on the evening. Lead cut down to 15-12. Eyes the second one, shoots it, got them both. Two-point game, 15-13 Bobcats. They'll have the basketball. Here comes Mayball. Front court, right side. Lead back to the left of the foul line. Throws it down in the left corner. This is Madison Rupp. Now Mayball. Up top, this will go to DeMassimo. Pass it on the right wing, Berger. She'll work around the perimeter, back up top to DeMassimo. Hesitation dribble. She'll go right side, pull up from 15. Shot no good. Tipped around. Rebound Aviana Yoder for the Knights. Good strong grab by Aviana. Now here comes Jewel Brown. Front court, she'll hand it off on the right wing, McMillan. She'll work around the defense. Now left side, baseline, still moves around. And watch, she stepped on the end line. I think she got surprised how open she was down on that baseline, Scott.
Yeah, she might have been in a better position if she had just stopped and maybe looked at the basket, maybe draw the Norwayne player to her, maybe even commit a foul on her.
Turnover number 14 on West Holmes here in the first half. That's a bunch. And Norwayne basketball now. This will be DeMassimo. Top of the key, Mayball. Swings it back on the right side, DeMassimo. And she'll go to the left side, foul line, kick it down in the left corner. This is Rupp. She fires a three, shot no good. Rebound Yoder for West Holmes. Now Briar Clown come up on the left side. Tried to get down to Grellins on the left block, and that's taken away by Mayball. Front court, Mayball. She'll stop and pop from 10. Back iron, front iron, no good. Rebound Berger. Give Berger the offensive board. West Holmes tied her up. The arrow goes in their favor, so it'll go back over to the Knights. That'll be a turnover on Norwayne, their sixth.
Yeah, Aviana Yoder for the Knights has 7 defensive rebounds.
She has done work on the boards again here this evening. Jewel Brown gets the ball in the front court for West Holmes. Now left wing, this will be McMillan. Skip pass right side, Jewel Brown. She'll let a three fire from the right side, no good. Ball knocked loose in the floor, picked up by Berger for Norwayne. Quickly up ahead, this is DeMassimo, shot from the left side, up and in. That's her four-point lead now for Norwayne. Briar Klein takes off to the front court, now pitch her dribble up at the foul line. Gives it to McMillan. Hesitation dribble. She'll go hard to the paint on the right side. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Yoder for West Holmes. Offensive board. And they tried to get the bounce pass into Rollins on the right block. And be knocked loose, tied up, taken away by Norwayne.
Another West Holmes turnover, number 16.
And with that, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. So 3:50 to go here in the first half. Norwayne up 17-13. This is girls basketball on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. ProVS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. ProVS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
3:50 to go here, period number two from West Holmes. Knights trail Norwayne by a score of 17-13. It'll be Norwayne basketball out of the timeout. And this will be Allie DeMassimo. She'll walk it up here for the Lady Bobcats. Klein meets her at half court. Now bounce pass high post to Mayball. The backdoor cut by Berger on the right side. gives it back to Mayball. Now bounce pass on the left post. This will be Rupp. And she'll have it taken away. There's a steal there as Rory Wilcox into the ballgame. She came out of the pack with it. Now Briar Klein with it in the front court for West Holmes. And they got it down to Maddie Fair on the left side. She was so wide open, she stutter-stepped and walked. Turnover Knights. Hannah Freelich checks back in for Norwayne. Out will go number 12, Ava Mayball. Well-deserved rest for Mayball. She's had a strong first half here as well. 11 points, playing great defense. 4-point lead for Norwayne. They'll have the basketball. 3:15 to go, first half. This will be DeMassimo on the right side. So you're going to find Freelich wide open on the right block, up and in. Big target in the post. Now lead for six by Norwayne, their biggest of the night. Wilcox has it high on the left for West Holmes. She'll skip past right side. Going to be taken away. There goes Berger. Berger, front court, right-hand side, up and in. Berger's first points of the night, 21-13 lead, Bobcats. Night basketball. Here's Briar Klein, front court. Works against DeMassimo. Now left side, so he'll swing it over to Maddie Fair. Fair, foul line. McMillan right side. Gets by the defender, drives it all up and in, and she's fouled. Kara McMillan showing a quick burst on the first step. Got the bucket and a chance for the old-fashioned three.
Yeah, it's nice to see another McMillan here in the West Holmes program.
Has the same energy as the other two did, doesn't she? She's a spark plug. Eyes a free throw, got it. Kara's got five. West Holmes back within five, 21-16. 2:30 to go, first half. DeMassimo right wing, she'll give it to Berger. Berger low post, tried to get it inside to Wolf. It's taken away by West Holmes. Aviani Utter comes out of there with it. Now Briar Klein, front court for the Knights. Hesitation dribble, right side. Now McMillan, foul line, left hand, skips it down the corner. Wilcox, she'll go baseline. Now skip it over to Klein on the right wing. Had it knocked out of her hands, and it went out of bounds off of Klein. Turnover West Holmes. Norwayne player shaking up. Briar Klein making sure she's okay. And that was DeMassimo shaking up. She'll come out, take a breather. Mayball will check back in for her. 2 minutes to go here, first half, Norwayne basketball. Mayball walks it across the timeline. Now front court, right side, guarded by McMillan. Picks up a dribble. Inside it goes to Freelich on the right blocker. Shot no good. Rebound Wilcox. Good boxed out. Now here comes Briar Klein. Knights looking to cut into this 5-point lead. Hesitation dribble. Takes off to the right side by Klein. Up and in. What a move. She's got five. West Holmes back to within three. Freilich, front court with the basketball. Now right wing will go to Mayball. Off the high screen by Freilich. Now left side with it is Klein for Norwayne. Up top, this will be Grace Wolf. Low block, Wolf turns around with the basketball. Shot no good. Rebound, Klein. Well, West Holmes with a chance to tie or cut it to one. Klein, she'll stop and pop for three. Top of the key, off the front iron, no good. And that went out of bounds. Ball goes back over to Norwayne. Had a good look. Right, the same spot she knocked down her first three. Just could not get that one to drop.
Yeah, West Holmes doing a nice job of scratching and clawing and getting it back to within three.
Very good Norwayne basketball club right here. Coming out of the Wayne County League. 15-3 on the year. They're the real deal. And this will be Mayball with the ball in the front court for the Bobcats. West Holmes doing a good job extending their defense. Now left wing. This will be Wolf. Back up top, Mayball. 47 seconds. Now Courtney Klein. Almost taken away there by Briar Klein. Klein on Klein. Now this will be Mayball with her back to the basket. Gets it inside on the left block. Freilich out of bounds off her hands. Ball goes back to the Knights. Did a good job collapsing on her in that left block. West Holmes' defensive rotation has been very strong here tonight on the help side. So Knights have the basketball. A three will tie it. And this will be McMillan front court. Now Klein. They'll break the press. Down the left block, they try to get to Maddie Fair, taken away, and here comes Freilich. Now Berger. They'll give it back in the backcourt. This will be Courtney Klein. She'll work to the right side, 14 seconds, picked up her dribble. Freilich, foul line, and she traveled. She wanted to turn around and give it back to Klein, and she shuffled her feet. So 10.6 seconds to go. We're going to get a timeout here. Coach Belt wants to draw something up. We'll take it with him back after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Scott, you mentioned it. West Holmes really clawing their way back into this ballgame right when Norwegian thought they was going to run away with it. West Holmes right there.
Yeah, and with, you know, despite the 20 first half turnovers so far by West Holmes, they're keeping in it and making Norwegian work for every point that they score.
Norway making it hard for West Holmes to get it ball inbounded here in the backcourt. So 7 seconds left. West Holmes will reset. And there they throw over top of it. Now Klein front court. 5 seconds. Foul line. Right side. Throws it back up top. Wilcox. 1 second. Now West Holmes not going to get the shot off. That's where the first half's going to end. So one half in the books here from the dungeon. Norway has a 21-18 lead. We'll be back to wrap it up here after this in the first half here on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomerine Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerine is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerine. Hospital.org.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
It's halftime here at the Dungeon as Norwayne has a 21-18 lead over West Holmes. West Holmes would have a 13-11 lead to start things out here. Norwayne would have a 13-11 lead over West Holmes after one and take this three-point lead in halftime. Taking a look at your first half scoring leaders for West Holmes. Two players with 5 points would be Briar Klein, as she would have three in the first, two in the second. And Kara McMillan, as she would go two in the first with 3 points in the second. Then Aviana Yoder and Greta Rollins, 4 points each for West Holmes. For Norwayne on that side, Ava Mayball having a big first half, as she has 9 points to lead all scorers on both sides. And then Hannah Fralick with six, Allie DeMassimo with four, and Kendra Berger with two to round out the scoring total of 21 for Norwayne. Halftime scores 21-18 Norwayne. Now for your first half team numbers, here's Scott.
Thanks again, Troy. With Norwayne having that 21-18 lead, as we look at the three-point shooting from just beyond the arc, West Holmes was 2 of 5 in the first half for 40%. Norwayne did not hit any of their 6 attempts from three-point range. From two-point range inside the arc and some of it in the paint, Norwayne was 9 of 23 for 39%, while West Holmes was 4 of 11 for 36%. At the free throw line, West Holmes hit 4 of 5 attempts at the free throw line, while Norwayne was 3 of 3, all of those free throws coming in the first quarter. West Holmes out-rebounded Norwayne 17-11 in the first half. West Holmes had an 11 rebound addition after that first quarter. They had 9 rebounds in the first quarter. They had 20. They had 9 rebounds in that first quarter. Added 8 to that and have 17. So they lead Norwayne in rebounding 17-11. In turnovers, West Holmes had 20 for the first half, while Norwayne ended up with 10 in the first two quarters of action.
Take a look at your rebound leaders here for Norwayne. Hannah Fralick leads the way with them, and she's got 4 rebounds, 2 on the offense, 2 on the defensive end, while Kendra Berger, the other rebounding total with 3 points there, she's got 1 offensive and 2 defensive rebounds. For West Holmes on that side, Briar Klein has 2 defensive rebounds in the night. Greta Rollins with 3. Lily Brown, Rory Wilcox, and Kara McMillan all adding 1 rebound apiece. Aviana Yoder added again. She's got 8 rebounds on the night, 7 of those on the defensive end to go with her 1 offensive board. Add that to her 1 of 1 shooting from 3-point range. Another good night here for Aviana Yoder. West Holmes down just 3. Scott, it's been a really strong first half for West Holmes, minus those turnovers. That's been their Achilles heel.
Yeah, if it hadn't have been for those 20 turnovers, I think that we might see the game even up, or possibly West Holmes with a little bit of a lead. But in this case, it's Norwayne coming in, coming out of going through the fire of the Wayne County Athletic League against a West Holmes team that has started to play really well as they start to head towards the tournament. And something we haven't talked about is, West Holmes is without one of their leading starters. That's Zelina Proper. She twisted an ankle, I believe it was, over the weekend, and in the game against their opponent there at Mansfield Senior. And that was something that I don't think that Coach Belden would have expected, that, they'd come in and be playing with a team as good as Norwayne without one of their key starters.
And Proper's been playing really well of late for West Holmes, as she is getting her confidence offensively and playing great defense, as she provided a lot of spark in these last 3 games for the Lady Knights. But, yeah, a late game ankle tweak up there at Senior has her on the sidelines here. And, but that's given Kara McMillan an opportunity to get on the floor tonight, Scott, and she performed very very, very well.
Yeah, it's, you know, she's one of those players that's been waiting in the wings, you know, not only to start, but, you know, she comes in and she's going to bring you a lot of energy. I have the good fortune of getting to coach her in another sport. She participates in track and field, and she's one of my best sprinters, hurdlers, and high jumpers. So excited about the, you know, having a chance to watch Kara on the hardwood, and you know, she's carrying on that tradition of her family. Had the sister Ella, and then also Allie, who played here at West Holmes, and were outstanding basketball players, outstanding athletes in general. And Kara is kind of bringing that family tradition along.
Absolutely. Carrying on that tradition, indeed. Well, we'll see what the second half is going to bring after this. We're going to take a timeout, step away. When we come back, it'll be second half action from the dungeon here on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of.
And we are back here getting ready to start the third period of play. The West Holmes Pep Band counting down the clock here with the West Holmes fight song. Scott, when you see Mr. Butcher tomorrow at school, tell him the band sounds incredibly great. As loud as they are, they sound great.
Yeah, I will definitely tell him that, and it's great to see the Pep Band out here tonight. It adds just so much more atmosphere here at the dungeon, and you know, every time visiting teams come in, I think that they know that they're, you know, in a basketball environment when they have such a great Pep Band.
Absolutely. Mr. Butcher does a great job with them. West Holmes has the basketball here to start the second half. And Briar Klein will inbound it over on the far sideline. And this will be Jewel Brown. She'll have it front court now. Gives it up to Briar Klein. Top of the key for the Knights. Underway here. Third period. Knights down 3, 21-18. McMillan has it on the left wing for West Holmes. She'll bounce it up top to Aviana Yoder. Going to find Jewel Brown down the right block. Shot or ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Norwain. Another turnover on the Knights. Here goes Freilich in the front court. She'll have her shot blocked by Aviana Yoder down the right block. Good defense by Yoder. Ball will stay here with the Lady Bobcats. This will be Berger. She'll inbound baseline right side of their basket. Norwain's going from left to right here in this second half. Berger looking to get it in, and got it in just before the five-second count. Mayball now top of the key with it. She'll bounce pass on the right wing to Massimo. She'll set the offense, top of the key, surveys, now goes right wing. This is Berger. Berger, top of the key. This is Mayball. She'll fire from the free throw line. Shot no good. A rebound, Briar Klein for the Knights. Klein across the timeline to Jewel Brown quickly into the front court, and she was bumped as she tried to go into the paint. Oh, that will
look like Kendra Berger, maybe.
There you go.
Foul number three.
That'll be her second first team foul here for Norwain. Ball inbound to the Knights up top to Jewel Brown. Now McMillan with it high on the right. Back to Brown on the left side. Now top of the key. She'll swing it back over to McMillan. Jab step. McMillan takes off towards the basket. Picks up her dribble. Tried to go to Rollins. Picked off again by Freilich. They cannot throw over top of her. And here comes Berger into the front court. Nice recovery there by Briar Klein to save the layup and knock it out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Belden will be too happy with them trying to throw the ball across the teeth of the defense, and that's caused several turnovers this evening.
McKenna Hayden checks in now for Norwain. Out goes Kendra Berger. Norwayne basketball. It'll be inbound to two Mayball. She'll go into the paint on the right side, layup up and in. That's a good, strong move. 23-18 lead for Lady Bobcats as they knock it loose in the backcourt. That'll be West Holmes basketball. Briar Klein will inbound to Jewel Brown. Brown across the timeline. Left hand now goes left side to McMillan. Tried to skip it across, stolen away there by Mayball. And here comes the Bobcats. Mayball, left side with the left hand. Picks up her dribble, pivots. Now up top will go to Fralick. Back in the left corner now, Mayball. Mayball into the paint, right hand, shot up. Rims in and out, no good. Tipped around, still loose on the floor. And it's going to be tied up down there. Mayball had her hands out along with Aviana Yoder. And the arrow's going to stay here with Norwayne. Ball stays on this end. Courtney Klein checks in now for Norwayne. Out will go to Massimo. Ball inbound. It's going to be tipped away there by Yoder, but picked up by Courtney Klein. Now back in the left corner, Mayball. She'll dribble in the paint. Shot with the left hand. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Mayball. It's going to go back over to West Holmes. Give them the team rebound. Well, Briar Klein will inbound in the backcourt for West Holmes to Jewel Brown, and here we go. 5:48 to go, period number three. West Holmes down 5, 23-18. Pass it left wing, Maddie Ferrer for the Knights. She'll give it up to Rollins on the left side. Now top of the key, Aviana Yoder fires a deep three, shot no good. Ball knocked around and come out of the pack with it was Fralick. Up ahead now into the front court with it will go Mayball. And she went too far, stepped on the baseline and traveled all at once.
Yeah, just the first turnover of the second half for Norwayne to three for West Holmes.
The ball goes back over to the Knights. Brown, front court, Klein on the right side, back left to Brown. Top of the key, she'll throw it down in the right corner to Rollins. Briar Klein will fire a deep three from the right wing. Off the iron, no good, out of bounds. That'll go over to Norwayne. West Holmes still looking for their first points here of the third period. Lady Bobcat basketball. This will be Mayball. 5'11 junior. Does it all there for Norwayne. 14 points a game. And now Courtney Klein, top of the key. She'll work right side. Tried to get it down inside to Fraley. That's going to be taken away by West Holmes. Maddie Fair comes out with it. Turnover on the Bobcats. Briar Klein gets by the defender, Hayden, in the backcourt, and she's fouled. McKenna Hayden's going to pick up the foul. The 5'7 sophomore guard for Norwayne. Second team foul on Norwayne here in the third period. That's Hayden's first. And West Holmes basketball. Jewel Brown front court with the left hand. Now Maddie Fair to Briar Klein. Back down the left corner. Jewel Brown catches it baseline and lost it out of bounds. Turnover Knights. Oh, this will be Norwayne basketball. Front court with it now will be Grace Wolf. She'll give it to Mayball, cutting on the right side. Her shot no good, but offensive board pulled down by Fralick, put back up and in. Fralick up to 8. Lead is 7 for Norwayne, 25-18. West Holmes basketball. Jewel Brown had it knocked out of her hand. That's loose down in the paint. Man, we got bodies on the floor. Tied up, it'll stay here with the Knights. That'll send Jewel Brown to the baseline. She'll inbound it to the right side of her basket. Gets the ball from the official. Now tries to get into Briar Klein. That was knocked out of bounds. McKenna Hayden making it difficult to get that inbounds. Well, West Holmes will reset and try it again. Brown will slide down a little further on the right baseline. Looking. Bounce past left block. It's going to be Briar Klein. She'll come out of there with it on the left-hand side. Top of the key now, Klein behind the back, back to the left. Going to find Aviana Yoder inside. We got a whistle and a foul first.
Foul is on Norwayne number 12, Ava Mayball, her first.
And they got Mayball on the hold. That'll be the first on Mayball. So ball will stay with the Knights. And not checking in now is Mari Patterson. She'll have it on the baseline for West Holmes. Mayball's first team foul for Norwayne. She'll throw it up top. Now this is Wilcox. Wilcox will give it to Maddie Fair. Fair works right side. Briar Klein, she'll go baseline right side. Running one-hander, no good. Rebound, Freilich. Ripped that one down. Quickly up ahead goes Norwin. This is Grace Wolf on the right block, up and in. Her first points of the outing for her. Lead now 9, 27-18. Knights basketball. This will be Patterson. Tried to find Wilcox on the right block, taken away by Mayball. Ava Mayball quickly front court, coast to coast, up off the glass, blocked by Aviana Yoder. Good defense by Yoder. That's two for her tonight, blocks. So ball will go back to Norway, and it'll stay here on this end with them, and this will be Mayball checking out some McKenna Hayden and coming back in with Courtney Klein up top to Freilich. Freilich looking left side, Mayball. Top of the key. Mari Patterson on the defense with Mayball. Now she works left side, gets by Yoder, picks up her dribble, throws it back up top. Grace Wolf, she goes into the paint. Her shot from the right side, no good. Offensive board, no, that was saved inbound to Briar Klein. Freilich saved it back in, but right into the hands of Klein. Gave her the rebound, and now she'll bring it up for the Knights. Left side with the basketball for West Holmes. This will be Mari Patterson. Her shot is no good, but offensive board pulled down by Aviana Yoder. Up and in. That's West Holmes' first 2 points of the third period. 27-20 lead now for Norwayne. And there's Rory Wilcox knocking the ball away down in the paint in the front court. Might have saved a layup. And for West Holmes, that's going to get Lily Brown up into the ballgame now. And checking out will be number 24, Maddie Fair.
West Holmes still doing a nice job hanging around.
27-20, keeping it close. Ball inbounded now for Norway. This will be Annie Henneko in the ballgame. Excuse me, that's DeMassimo. Now Wolf, left side, Klein. And she walked, took a stutter step down there in the left corner. Turnover number 13 on Norway. That's going to get Hayden up into the ballgame. Out will go Courtney Klein. And now for West Holmes, this will be Mari Patterson. She'll walk it across the timeline on the left. High post now, it goes to Wilcox. Wilcox works to the left hand, bounce post, high post to Brown. Knocked around loose in the floor, still loose in the floor. It's going to be picked up by Norwayne. Turnover West Holmes. And out of there comes McKenna Hayden. Hayden goes down on the right block to Berger. Back up top now. This will be Wolf. Wolf to DeMassimo. She'll work on the right side, now on the right wing. Reverse dribble back top of the key. She'll reset. 2 minutes to go here. 27-20 lead, Norway. Now Berger. Kendra Berger works the right side, guarded there by Aviana Yoder. Now right block, it goes to DeMassimo. Her turnaround jumper up and in. Lead back to 9. She has 6. Now Wilcox front court for West Holmes. Tried to go down in the left corner to Patterson. That was knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights. So for West Holmes, Briar Klein will do the inbound. Madison Rupp checks back in for Norway. Out will go McKenna Hayden. Traded a 5'7 junior for a 5'7 sophomore. Klein has the ball, sideline, inbounds it. Aviana Yoder tried to throw it over top of Freilich. No can do. She took another one away. And Freilich threw it right back to Briar Klein. She took it back. Lily Brown into the paint. Shot with a right hand up. No good, but she's fouled. Brown did a good job attacking the basket. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Find the perfect gift for Valentine's Day at the jewelry store with their selection of sterling silver or gold jewelry along with a necklace or diamond earrings. That's the jewelry store at 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Lily Brown knocked down the first free throw for West Holmes. Lead cut to 8, 29-21. Brown's second one up on the way. She's got 2 points.
Yeah, she stepped up there and hit those like she's been doing it all season long.
Pretty smooth, Lily Brown, 5'7 junior. Kara McMillan checks back in for West Holmes. Out will go Lily Brown. And Norway basketball, this will be Mayball. Coming up on a minute 20 to go. Third period of play here from the dungeon. Nora Wayne basketball front court. This will be rough. Top of the key, right side to Klein. Now swings it back left. There's going to be a deep three thrown up on the way by DeMassimo. Shot no good. Rebound come down to Greta Rollins. Rollins will give it up to Patterson. Patterson to Wilcox now in the paint. Left side all the way to the hole. Her shot. Got it. Got the roll.
Another one of those sophomores.
Rory Wilcox got the roll. Brings West Holmes within five. And quickly the other direction with the basketball goes Norwayne. That shot was put up by Mayball. Was no good. Knocked out of bounds off of Norwayne. So go over to the Knights. Give them the team rebound. Well, West Holmes with a chance to cut this into this lead. And we got a timeout on the floor. So we'll take it with them. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan. Take care of the outside of that vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, you're back on the road. That's Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. So 50 seconds to go here in period number three, West Holmes basketball. Scott, they just keep hanging around, clawing their way back in this.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been good to see. And I think what we were talking about at the beginning of the game with both teams, you know, needing a game like this to get themselves ready for tournament. And I don't think that from what we've seen so far, I think both teams have gotten a great deal out of this.
Absolutely. West Holmes basketball now here, 45 seconds to go in third period. Front court's Kara McMillan. Up top, Rory Wilcox. Find Rollins down the right block. Her shot up and got it to go. Nice feed inside. Rollins muscled it up and in. And there goes Norwayne quickly the other way, and they threw it out of bounds, trying to push the tempo. So another turnover's going to give it back to the Knights.
That was their 15th and 5th of this third quarter.
Briar Klein back up off the bench for West Holmes, along with McMillan. Out goes Wilcox and Patterson. So Brown front court for West Holmes. The three can tie it here. They're down 29-26. Bounce pass on the right block. Aviana Yoder tried to get it across to Rollins. That's knocked loose on the floor by Freilich, and she took it away. There comes DeMassimo. Front court, right side. Euro step in the paint, up and in.
That's good by number 21.
31-26, now 6 seconds to go. Jewel Brown tried to go front court. She was forced out of bounds. Little contact, but no call. Probably a good no call. That was a loose ball. So a turnover sends it back over to Nora Wayne. And we're going to time out on the floor, so we'll take it as well. Back after this on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Remind you to stay tuned to Mealy Fallen Game for the high school scoreboard here on WKL. And that's brought to you by Rhodey's IGA. Phoenix Price will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way up till midnight. That's on the high school scoreboard here on WKLM. So with 3.5 seconds to go in Norway in basketball, the timeout. Let's see what they drew up. High post pass goes to Frelick. She'll turn around, fire a three. Bang shot. That's exactly what they drew up.
And he just, the official just called that a two.
Called it a two. Stick foot on the line. All right, there it is. So two on the line. That's going to make it 33-26. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next on WKLM.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Period number four, ready to get underway here from the dungeon. Norwayne has a 33-26 lead over the Knights. To start the second period, it'll be Norwayne's basketball here to go. As Norwayne hit that buzzer beater long two coming out of that timeout. I'm not sure that's exactly how they drew it up, but it was effective. It worked. So Norwayne will have the 7-point lead, and we're underway here. Period number four from the dungeon. Good to have you here with us tonight. It's girls basketball on February the 3rd. Hard to believe we're there already. Norwayne ball in the front court with it. This will be DeMassimo. She'll go right side. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. And we'll get, looks like they're going to get Briar Klein there on the block. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Scott Miller. Had West Holmes going 0-2 from downtown while Norwayne was 0-1. West Holmes 3-5 from the field goal range for 60%, while Norwayne was 6-14 for 43%. That first three on the attempt, no good there by DeMassimo. Free throws for West Holmes, they were perfect 2-of-2 from the line for 100%, while Norwayne did not attempt a free throw in that third period. Both teams grabbed 6 rebounds. West Holmes committed 9 turnovers, Norwayne 5. Second free throw attempt, knocked down by DeMassimo, and that's going to stretch the lead back to 8, 34-26, Norwayne. Brown front court for West Holmes with the basketball. Still works left side, tried to give it to Rollins, too close, turnover West Holmes, and here comes Norwayne. Mayball front court on the left side, goes behind her back into the paint, picks up her dribble, now up top it'll go, DeMassimo, she'll fire a three ball and bury it. She's got 12 points on the evening. Now their biggest lead is 11, 37-26 for Norwayne. Ball front court. This will be Aviana Yoder. Foul line goes into the paint with the left hand. Turnaround jumper. Drop it in from 8 foot. Nice move.
Yeah, her inside game has just really improved here in the last three or four contests.
It has indeed. Playing really strong. 8 points for her on the night. Cuts the lead back down to 9. Norwayne ball. This will be Mayball. Kara McMillan on the defense. Mayball works off the high screen. Now gives it to Wolf. Wolf back to Mayball, high on the right. Mayball looking inside, guarded by Yoder. Now swings it back all the way to left to Massimo. She'll fire another three off the front iron. No good. She'll chase down her own offensive board. She'll throw it way down left corner. This is Mayball now going baseline left. Nice pass inside. That was a Frelick shot. No good. Rebound McMillan. Now Aviana Yoder. Yoder throw it across court to Briar Klein. Klein will walk it up for the Knights. Front court to Yoder, now back to Klein. Klein, top of the key. She works off the high screen by Yoder. All the way to the right, back up to Aviana Yoder. Yoder takes off to the basket right side. Her unhand layup, no good. Rebound, Frelick. Frelick gives it up back court to Mayball. Under 6 minutes to go in the contest as Norwayne has that 9-point lead, 37-28. And there's a steal by Briar Klein, front court. She'll have a run out on the left-hand side all the way to the hole, but she's going to be fouled. Kendra Berger coming from behind on the defense. Klein hits the floor, getting up slowly, but she looks like she's all right. Berger wasn't going to give her the easy layup. Good foul.
Number three, Briar Klein.
Well, that'll send Briar Klein to the free throw line to shoot two. Klein with 5 points on the evening for West Holmes. Made that one, give her six. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing. That's in Holmesville. Klein, one more free throw attempt. Eyes it, shoots it, and gets it. Knights hanging in there, 37-30 lead, Norwayne. Mayball, backcourt, now this will be DeMassimo. On the right side, now Courtney Klein. Klein picks up a dribble, passes to Wolf, now down the left corner, DeMassimo. Swings it all the way to the right, this is Klein. She'll go baseline, cut off by Briar Klein. Up top, Ava Mayball. Nice drive all the way to the hole on the right. Faked the jump shot, pulled it down, went hard to the hole and got the layup. 39-30, Norwayne. There's going to be a steal taken away by Courtney Klein for Norwayne. Front court, right-hand side taken away by Briar Klein. Good defense. Klein stepped right into the passing lane. Now Klein front court for West Holmes. And she'll be fouled. She brought that all the way up the floor herself. Beat a couple defenders, and they fouled her top of the key. And they got DeMassimo. That's her third. Team second on Norwayne. Rory Wilcox checks in. Out goes Greta Rollins. And Briar Klein will inbound opposite side of the bench for West Holmes. Berger checks in. DeMassimo out for Norwayne. Under five to go in the contest. West Holmes down 9, 39-30. Now Jewel Brown. Top of the key, picks up her dribble. Nowhere to go. She's going to find Aviana Yoder. She'll fire a three from the left side and got it.
Her second three of the night.
39-33, lead back down to six. Yoder with 11. Berger now in the front court for Norwayne. They're going to spread the floor here and try to eat some clock. This will be Courtney Klein. They're going to try and make West Holmes foul here with Kendra Berger. Now up top, Mayball. And we'll get a timeout called here by Norwayne. They want to talk about it. So 4:20 to go. Norwayne up 39-33. Back after this on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Three-pointer by Yoder brings West Holmes back to within three, or within 639-33. Scott, she's having a great night.
Yeah, she's really stepping it up on all levels on the floor.
Good night on the boards as well.
Yeah, she's got 10 rebounds. I've got her for 10 rebounds at this stage.
Double-double, and there's going to be a turnover as West Holmes forces Norwayne to turn it over after that timeout. So West Holmes is going to get it back in the front court now with 4:16 to go, trailing just six. Klein will inbound right by the West Holmes bench. We'll throw it back court to Jewel Brown, and here we go. Brown across the timeline on the right-hand side for the Lady Knights. High post, Aviana Yoder back to the basket, gives it to Klein. Klein curls around the defense, now Aviana Yoder. Reverse spin, foul line, works to the right side. Had it taken away, and here comes Courtney Klein the other way for Norwayne. She picked her pocket. Ava Mayball, top of the key. Under four to go. She'll pounce it on the right side to Berger. Now Klein. Klein on Klein as Briar Klein applies the defense. Now Kendra Berger with the basketball. She'll go left side, Mayball. Top of the key, Frelick. Back to Mayball on the left wing. guarded out there by McMillan. Tipped away by McMillan, but picked up there by Berger. Now Brown harassing Berger. Ball out by half court. Now Norwin's going to get it down on the right block. This is Grace Wolf. Going to get it over to Freilich on the left block. Tied up there. Briar Klein's going to get the foul. Anna Freilich, a 6'1 freshman, averages a little over 11 a contest. She's a 42% free throw shooter. She'll have two. Eyes the first one back iron, no good. That's going to get Greta Rollins back up in the ball game for West Holmes. Wilcox checks out. DeMassimo in the ball game now for Norwayne. Out goes Courtney Klein. One free throw attempt running for Freilich. Eyes it, shoots it, got that one. 7-point lead, 40-33. 3:20 to go, West Holmes basketball. This is Briar Klein. Front court, left side, this is McMillan. McMillan on the left wing.
Oh.
Up top over the hands of Greta Rollins, out of bounds. And another turnover on West Holmes. And we'll get a timeout here by West Holmes, so we'll take it with them. 3:07 to go in the contest. Norwayne up 40-33. Back after this on WKLM.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Norwayne basketball here coming out of the timeout. 3:07 to go. They're up 40-33 over the Lady Knights. And this will be Grace Wolf. She'll inbound in the backcourt to DeMassimo. DeMassimo works across the timeline. Defense by Jewel Brown for the Lady Knights. DeMassimo works back to the left. Now Berger in the left corner. Back up top to Massimo. She'll hide it high in the left. She works right side. Now gives it to Mayball on the right wing. She'll work the perimeter back to the left side. Throws it back in the right corner to Massimo. Now Hannah Freilich on the right block. Back up top, Mayball. High on the right. She'll work with the left hand. Now swings it over in the left corner to Berger. Kendra Berger dribbles up top now for Norwayne. Good defense there by Jewel Brown, and we'll get a timeout there called by Norwayne. And they'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one more with me back after this on WKLM.
And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for the
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Scott Miller, I'm glad that Scott Rohde's out there to keep Matt Croy straight. You heard
that's
that.
That's right, exactly.
Here we go, Norwayne basketball, and what? They're not ready yet. The officials gave it to them. Now they want to talk about the scorer's table. And they're trying to see what they got left for timeouts, perhaps. After all that much ado about nothing, we'll just reset. Here we go. Ball inbounded now by Norwayne. And they're going to get it to the high post. This is Freilich. She'll have it high on the left. Freilich gives it up to Wolf. Wolf works right side. Now Mayball. Mayball curls it back around top to DeMassimo. DeMassimo works back left side, chased by Jewel Brown, picks up her dribble, now gives it up top to Wolf. Wolf works right side, she'll give it up in the right corner to Freilich. 2 minutes to go in the contest, Freilich throws it up top to DeMassimo, she'll have it on the left side. Back to Mayball on the right, poked away by McMillan into the backcourt. Picked back up, stays with Norwayne. This will be Berger, Kendra Berger. Left side to Massimo. And what? We got a whistle and a call. They got a foul. They're going to get a push off, I believe, on Ava Mayball. Away from the ball.
Yeah, that was Mayball. And that will be the fourth turnover for Norwayne here in this fourth quarter.
Third team foul. Mayball second. Two more fouls for Norwayne. West Holmes will be in the bonus. Norwayne does not want to put them at the free throw line. Stop the clock. There goes Briar Kleinhardt to the hole, and she's going to be fouled. And that's going to be Mayball picking that one up. So a couple quick fouls on Mayball. That's going to stop the clock and send Briar Klein to the free throw line. She'll have two.
Yeah, West Holmes playing very, very gritty tonight.
I like the effort. You said it earlier, in the absence of Zelina Proper, one of their starters, West Holmes giving a very valiant effort tonight. That free throw there missed by Briar Klein.
Just left it a little short.
Played very aggressive defense. Like, the legs are probably a little tired out there. Bends the knees here. Reached down. Got that one. Got a little extra. 8 points for Klein. Lead down to 6, 40-34. And there's a foul in the backcourt. West Holmes has got a few to give here to get Norway into the free throw line.
There's Jewel Brown. That was a good foul. I think Coach Belden kind of gave her the freedom to go ahead and get that one.
Her second. That's three team fouls on West Holmes. They've got two more to give. Norwayne in and bound. McMillan doing jumping jacks in front of the ball. And they got it in now to Frelick. Frelick backcourt to Massimo. And they'll give it up top to Mayball. She's an 80% free throw shooter, not the one you want to foul. Now Berger on the right side. Up top to Massimo. She's a 71% free throw shooter. Mayball. Now left wing, Wolf. Wolf with it on the left wing. Looks inside. Going to find Berger down the right block. Back up top. They're just going to work the ball, run the perimeter.
Yeah, nice discipline by Norwayne on that last little flurry.
Kendra Berger had a wide open layup in the right block. Didn't take it. She threw it back up top to eat some more clock. So there was a foul by West Holmes. It's going to be their fourth. So both teams will now be in the bonus. Next foul, we shoot.
That was Briar Klein's fourth.
And Grace Wolf inbounds now for Norwayne. This will be Frelick. Frelick to Wolf. Cross to Mayball. And there's a foul on McMillan. And now we shoot. So Karen McMillan gets the foul. That's going to be team foul number five on West Holmes. That's going to send Ava Mayball, the 5'11 junior, averages 14.5 points a contest, 80% free throw shooter. And she buried the first one. 14 points for Mayball on the night. Nice outing for her. Eyes the second one and got them both. 42-34 lead, Norwayne. Klein brings it up for West Holmes. Now off the high screen out there by Rollins. Gets it across the timeline. Left side, McMillan. She'll fire a deep three from the left wing and bury it. Kara McMillan closes the lead down to 5, 42-37. We got a timeout on the floor. Back after this on WKOM.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply with maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise.
Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
44.8 seconds to go here from the dungeon. Norwayne with the basketball and a five-point lead. They're up 42-37. There's a post pattern thrown ahead to Berger in the front court. And she'll be fouled over there by Jewel Brown. That'll send Kendra Berger to the free throw line. 5'7 senior, a 60% free throw shooter.
At the line for the Bobcats.
That was a player West Holmes wanted to foul. Berger with 2 points on the night. Eyes the first one. That one rimmed out. No good. So she'll have one more. West Holmes looking for a miss and a rebound here as they find themselves down by five. Freckle free throw up and got the front iron in. The bouncing went in. So lead now 43-37. 6 point lead, two possession game. Breyer Klein front court for West Holmes. Pass on the right block to Aviana Yoder. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Mayball. Mayball front court now for Norway. Bounce pass into the front court. Massima. She tried to hurdle over the half court line. Didn't make it. There's a turnover on Norway.
It's their fifth of the fourth quarter.
West Holmes forcing them into a couple more extra turnovers here in this fourth period. As West Holmes defense has played well. Jewel Brown inbounds for West Holmes. She gives it to Breyer Klein in the backcourt. 20 seconds to go in the contest. West Holmes down six. Klein, Aviani Yoder, top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Now left side, McMillan. She curls around the defense on the right side. Brown right corner. Goes to the basket. Rollins, now Aviani Yoder. She'll take a three from the left wing. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Berger. And it's going to be academic now. Mayball will hold it in the backcourt. Give it to DeMassimo. And that's it. Norwayne's going to get the victory, 43-37 over West Holmes. We'll step aside, do the math, come back, and wrap it up from the dungeon after this on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
At Pomerina Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerina is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerina. Hospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And it's a final here from the dungeon as West Holmes falls to Norwayne by a score of 43-37 tonight. Norman would lead 13-11 after one period of play, and they would take a 21-18 lead in at halftime. They'd stretch that lead 33-26 after three periods of play before they would get that 43-37 victory here over West Holmes on the night. For West Holmes on the night, they would be led by Aviana Yoder. She would be in double figures here once again, and she would have 11 points on the night, while Briar Klein would finish with 8 points on the night. Greta Rollins would add 6 points. Karen McMillan also pouring in 8 points tonight, as she hit a big three there in the second half for West Holmes. Rory Wilcox would have 2 points to round out the scoring of 37 for West Holmes. On the other side for Norwayne, they would have three players in double figure. They'd be led by Ava Mayball, as she would have 15 points. 9 of them she would have in the first half, adding another 6 in the second half for her total of 15. Hannah Fralick would add 11 points here for Norwayne tonight, while Allie DeMassima would add 12 points for their other player in double figures, while Kendra Berger would have 3 points and Grace Wolf would have 2 points to round out that scoring total of 43 for Norwayne. So they'll get the victory tonight over West Holmes by a score of 43-27. And before we get to them, team number, we'll remind you, for Norwayne in the tournament draw, they would get the number 2 seed out of their district, and they'll take on number 25 seed Manchester in the first round of the tournament for them this year. And then for West Holmes as well in the tournament, they was a number 3 seed going in there, and they would draw the number 12 seed Cambridge. So West Holmes will take on Cambridge in the first game of the tournament there. That'll be on February 13th at 7 p.m. from right here in the dungeon. So tonight here, as West Holmes gets a victory over Norwayne by a score of 43-37. Now for your team numbers, here is Scott Meller.
Thanks a lot, Troy. So Norwayne comes out of the dungeon at West Holmes with a 16-3 record. They take that win 43-37 from beyond the arc. Tonight, West Holmes was 4 of 10 for 40%, while Norwayne was 1 of 9 for 11%, just beyond the arc. Inside of the 3-point arc, West Holmes was 8 of 19 for 42%, while Norwayne was 16 of 39 for 41%. At the free throw line, West Holmes hit 9 of 11 of their free throws for 82%, while Norwayne was 8 of 11 for 73%. West Holmes out-rebounded Norwayne 25-23, and in the turnover battle, West Holmes had 33 on the evening for 20 for Norwayne. West Holmes, the only quarter that they did not have more turnovers than Norwayne was in that final quarter. Norwayne had 5, West Holmes had 4.
And taking a look at your rebounding numbers here for Norwayne on the night, there would be 4 rebounds for Kendra Berger, and Ava Mayball would grab 1. Allie DeMassima would have 1. But leading the way for them would be Hannah Fralick, as she would grab 9 rebounds on the night for Norwayne. On the other side for West Holmes, it would be Briar Klein grabbing 4 rebounds on the defensive end. Greta Rollins would add 4, 2 on each end. Lily Brown, Rory Wilcox, and Kara McMillan would grab 1 rebound each. But Aviana Yoder pulling down again a game-high 10 rebounds to go along with her double-double figures tonight, as she would grab those, I'll get the point number here, a minute for her, 11 points on the night. So a double-double again for Aviana Yoder, and she will be our Thread and Ink player of the game. Scott, for West Holmes tonight, a good outing overall. The turnover was probably a little bit too much for their game tonight.
Yeah, it didn't help having one of their key starters out, especially, you know, late in the game, when West Holmes could have used that extra set of legs, fresh legs, to, you know, chase down some of those Norwayne players and those Norwayne passes. But I think both teams will come out of this feeling pretty good about it. Of course, you know, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. But I think that both coaches will be pleased with this effort, especially with the tournaments coming up next week and the following week. So, you know, West Holmes, I think they're going to be proud of themselves. Great effort by Aviana Yoder, a couple others for West Holmes who had, you know, excellent nights. Kara McMillan stepping in into a starting role. Also Briar Klein. And again, Jewel Brown, you know, taking care of the ball a lot throughout this game. you know, it wasn't a pretty game at times, but I think both teams, knew that this was that kind of tournament atmosphere. You come down to West Holmes and you come to the Dungeon and you know you're going to have to face one of the toughest defenses year in and year out out there. And I think that was something that Norwayne might have, you know, appreciated, the fact that they came down here and played in February versus back about a month ago when the game was canceled, because they're now into that tournament mode.
Absolutely. It was a good matchup for both teams indeed tonight, and it was a good ball game here as both teams looking to tune up for tournament time. West Holmes with the loss drops to 9-11 on the year, while Norwayne will go to 16-3 on the year. And taking a look at the rest of the way out here for West Holmes, they'll have two more games this week as they'll go to Loudonville on Wednesday, and then Loudonville will be here on Wednesday as well as Triway on Friday night. And then tournament time for West Holmes is they'll have Cambridge, as we said, in that first round of the tournament. That'll be here at West Holmes on the 13th. For Norwayne, they'll have games remaining against Doughton, Rittman, and Crestwood in the regular season, and then they'll take on Manchester on the 15th in their first round of the tournament matchup. So one more time here from West Holmes, they'll get defeated tonight here by Norwayne by this score of 43-37. We want to thank our special friends at Claxton Communication. It was Abby Jones and Natalie Holbrook on hand here tonight. Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central taking care of all the business. And for Troy Fritz, I'm Troy Fritz. It's been good to have you here with us tonight as West Holmes falls to Norwayne by a score of 43-27. Back after this here on WKLM.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.